Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from open country with me, Tom. You join me on a very drizzly day today as I look ahead of me across rolling meadows. I can see the rain drifting from right to left across the valley. In fact, I think it's getting heavier. Now, these sorts of conditions may put off some walkers, but not me. I find that this adds to the atmosphere of a walk, and I think it's extremely fitting for where we're going to be walking today. So let's put our best foot forward, make the most of the conditions rather than finding them a toil, and explore the wonderful Howsteen Valley, Howsteen Gorge, and some interesting caves, I think, to come as well. It's all very exciting, so let's get going. Our walk has started from the little hamlet of Steen, which is about 3/4 of the way up Howsteen Beck as it cascades down from the Yorkshire Dales hills beyond towards the Nid Valley and the River Nid. There's only a few dwellings here and a farm. Some of the dwellings actually look quite desirable. They look like they've been renovated over the last few years. Some of the views out of the picture windows are really quite spectacular. Although, I bet it's remote up here during the winter. It feels pretty bleak today with the drizzle falling around us. The path that we're currently walking on out of the little hamlet of Steen is a beautiful meandering farm track which is taking us through some undulating meadows. Some of them are dotted with sheep and others are illuminating our path with a sea of yellow buttercups. It really is lovely to see that vibrant summery yellow on an otherwise rather dull day. Also in between the buttercups are little white flowers called wild carrot. I don't think they have roots like carrots, otherwise everybody would be harvesting these fields, but they just add a little contrast of this splash of white every so often. Really delicate little flowers. And sticking up from above those is the occasional foxglove. Although poisonous, these flowers are really quite pretty. A tower of pink purple bells that stick out like a sore thumb above the other contrasting complementary colours of the meadow. I think it's going to be one of those days where the weather just comes in waves. You get a moment where I feel like I'm going to take my hood down because the rain stopped, and then once again it starts to cascade. We've left the main farm track now and we're winding our way down towards the beck in the valley below through one of these beautiful iridescent meadows. And as the rain does start to get a little heavier again, I'm taking shelter under this very fittingly looking weathered hawthorn tree, with its branches splayed everywhere, reaching up towards the grey of the sky. These contorted tendrils are all encrusted with lichen. Now, I suppose the best way that I can describe lichen is it's a bit like a moss. It isn't a moss, it's not a fungus, or it's not a plant either. It's a species on its own, and in fact, there are various different species of lichen, and a few of them are on display on this tree in front of me. And this is one good thing about the weather today, because if I hadn't have taken shelter under this tree, I wouldn't have noticed it. It's sort of hidden away. But the more you look, the green of the leaves protruding from the end of the branches are mirrored by this sort of lighter green of the lichens. One of them looks like the tree's branches have been painted and then the paint's dried and cracked to create this mottled skin. And the other one almost looks like hair growing out of the branch. Really is quite interesting to see. They say that lichen is a good sign that the air that you're walking through is clear, because it doesn't like to grow in polluted conditions. So that's good to see. We'll take a deep breath in, launch out back into the drizzle, and see what other little interesting things we can find along the way as we head down towards the Beck. I'm now standing right in the middle of Howsteen Beck. I'm really glad I wore my Wellington boots today, as there's no footbridge, so we're just going to have to wade across. Thankfully, it's not in full spate. There's just a trickle coming down over a series of little waterfalls. It does feel like another world as you stand in the middle of this stream. It's flanked by alder trees and ferns at ground level, and a few moss-encrusted rocks, which I presume during the winter months when the river is in full spate, will be licked by the water. I'm pretty sure that this path would be very much inaccessible then. We're now very much off the beaten track. After crossing the Beck, we've climbed up onto the other side of the valley, up a path which was flanked at either side with bracken, all at chest height. Again, I'm glad I've not worn my shorts today, which I would often do at this time of year, because bracken is a breeding ground for ticks, apparently, and ticks are quite nasty creatures. They carry a disease called Lyme's disease, which can be not very pleasant indeed. I'm not wanting to put you off your dinner if you're currently trying to eat whilst listening to this audio walk. They latch themselves onto you with their mouth parts and start sucking at your blood. So that's not something I fancy today. So let's talk about the bracken itself instead. It can grow quite tall, as we've just discovered. It looks like a fern. Now, the difference between a fern and bracken is that ferns grow from a central point and just have single leaves sprouting from that point at ground level, whereas bracken has branches. So if you see a single leaf, that's a fern, and if you see a leaf that has various different branches to it, then that's bracken. The bird song around me here is absolutely incredible. It's quite deafening, actually. Although the roar of the Beck below, which is getting a bit more dramatic as we head down the valley, is quite loud, the birds are really overshadowing that and providing quite a cacophony of sound, as you can probably hear in the background. We're currently walking through a pocket of woodland, and every so often you get glimpses of the valley beyond, framed by the oak trees which are waving around in this breeze and providing a home for the birds that we can hear, and also providing me with a bit of shelter as well, which is quite nice after coming through that open farmland and wading my way through the damp bracken. The path has brought us back down to the banks of Haustine Beck as it gently meanders its way down the valley towards the drama that is to come at Haustine Gorge. The air in here is filled with the smell of wild garlic, which is adding to this intoxicating atmosphere as we're sheltered by ancient trees that are reaching over us, protecting us from the conditions above with their branches and leaves. And although we haven't met the drama of the gorge yet, the impressive nature of the power of water combined with the limestone that is flanking the beck at either side is already quite evident. In fact, some of the gouges in the rock look man-made, as if they've been chiselled out by human hand. It's amazing to think that it's just millions of years of water flow that have carved out these eddies and rocks that have just been strewn onto the bank and also the bottom of the beck. With all this developing in front of us, I'm really now quite excited to see what's to come at Haustine Gorge, where I'm led to believe the drama can only get more intense. We've made it to the top of Haustine Gorge. Just over to my left, I can just make out a waterfall through the trees, which is cascading the water into this channel between two rock cliff faces and disappearing down through the trees towards the River Nid in the valley below. From the bridge that we're currently walking across, the water's surface is about 10 metres below us. It really is a dramatic landscape that is pockmarked with cave systems and various different interesting carvings. A little bit further down the valley is Haustine Gorge Activity Centre, where you can do via ferratas, caving and other outdoor pursuits surrounding the gorge. It must be really interesting to get a perspective from down at the bottom, which is where we're going to be heading in a little moment. But first of all, I'm just going to take in the majesty of these dramatic surroundings. Below our feet here are a series of caves. The one that we're currently at here is called Tom Taylor's Cave, and it's named after a highwayman that apparently took shelter here. I must admit, after the weather has been like it's been today, I'm tempted to take shelter in there myself, although I would, but it's currently closed off. I can see a flight of stone steps going down into the ground in front of me. And as tantalising as it is, unfortunately we can't go down there today. But I'm told that there is quite an extensive cave system down there. And being quite claustrophobic, it's maybe a good thing that I'm not venturing into the tight caverns that weave across the area surrounding Haustine Gorge. No, we'll carry on through this driving drizzle and see what else we can find a little bit further down the valley. Overhanging the gorge below us is the Haustine Gorge Cafe, which has very dramatic views from the windows. And as I look underneath the cantilever that is hanging out across the top of the beck, there's a series of ropes and chains and bridges that are crisscrossing in between the rocks. It's here where you can do the adventure sports that many get a thrill from. I must admit that walking and looking at it from above is probably more my thing, but each to their own. I suppose it would be quite exhilarating to get that unique perspective from rock level, or maybe even from Beck level. But for now, I'm reasonably glad that my feet are planted on terra firma, especially given the slippery nature of the rocks on a wet day like today, and the screams that I can hear from people trying to venture along the Via Ferratas. As regular listeners to these audio walks will probably testify to, I'm very infrequently lost for words when it comes to describing a place that I'm walking through. But I must admit that today I've come the closest to that. Yes, you can describe the magnitude of the rock cliffs and the way that they channel the water down the gorge. But very few words can define the magnitude and spectacle of a place like this. I'm hoping that I have done it justice with what I have said, but maybe it's one of those places that if you are able to, just come and experience it for yourself, because you really won't be disappointed. Anyway, I think I'm going to have to tear myself away from the gorge now and head back out from this very protective tree cover and back out into the drizzle as we make our way up the other side of the valley back towards Steen, where we will conclude this audio walk today. And what a walk it has been. Just as we've crested the top of Howsteen Gorge, we met with another drizzle shower passing through, driving into our faces as we clamber back up the hill towards Steen. Nature never ceases to amaze me, especially on days like today after a walk like this that we've just done, that our hearts and minds can be lifted by the yellow of the buttercups in the meadows and the sweet smell of freshly cut grass and wildflowers. And then we can be met with the drama and atmosphere of the gorge, where, surrounded by trees and the aroma of wild garlic and the rushing audible sound of the water crashing through, the atmosphere changes again and strikes us with another emotion. Not a bad one, just one that is different to being out in the meadows and the open farmland. And then our heads can be caressed by the drizzling rain pattering down. And although that might not be everybody's scene, as I said at the very beginning of this audio walk, it's just another change in atmosphere, another different way in which we can perceive the world around us and just revel in its diversity and its beauty. I feel that I know Yorkshire quite well, although this is a corner that I haven't really explored very much. And despite the weather today, I know that I'm going to return because it's absolutely spectacular. I do hope you've enjoyed joining me on this audio walk today. If you have, then please listen out for more of Open Country's audio walks at opencountry.org.uk, where you can also find out about the charity and how we help people with disabilities to access and enjoy the countryside. There, you can also find out how you can volunteer or donate to keep the charity going and continue to help people to get out and about in places like this and experience the brilliance of the natural world here in Yorkshire. So, until the next audio walk, thank you very much for listening, And I look forward to speaking to you again in the not too distant future.